命的方法，那我就发明出了这个价值化。But from the suggestion we did incorporate in our meetings yesterday, that our distinction we believe scriptures in the common we assembly, both as a one and as a bride. Some time ago, some of us had discussed this matter before, and it came to Rome and probably and our great appreciation of the assembly being the object of the love of Christ. And we need perhaps to lose sight of this other great fact, of which I think we find there is equally as much there as the bride. Our man is the assembly that viewed as a wife, as well as a bride, and I don't understand it as this that we want to look into a little with a view to help tonight.
Last night, as you made the remark, that as the bride, you are the fruit of his love, and as the quality of his work.
Yes, I think we've known that there, and I thought we might establish that tonight in the meeting. The bride being the object of his affection, that in itself hardly speaks of capability, or a confidence or such like terms, but the wife does speak of capability and a competence. What's the second word? Competence. And I think what is being worked in the saints of God today, rather suggested last night, even as the fruit of a week's meeting, like we have met together, it is the preparatory word of our Lord Jesus Christ to form within us as his beloved people with the day in view, confidently to share with him in his headship and his lordship in this way in the world to come. That's it. husbands love your wives. And it was that that Greg Miller was thinking about it some time before. That is why we say that the wife suggests the work for her and the work in her to produce a confident vessel to share with you. Now we take it back to the original suggestion of Mr. Doherty brought out to us on Monday night, that the only time in the New Testament in this figure was Adam and Eve. They don't find Adam and Eve, which is almost here to the man and the woman. I mean, there's a distinction between the man and the woman and Adam and Eve. Because Eve doesn't come in after the fall, but the woman was there before. God who himself will tell us that in the Word, that man had no help before him, and from the man that he built it, the woman. And as you remember that woman, that was her first thing, because she was taken away. God told them, Adam, well, it was Adam that gave Eve name, he called his wife's name Eve, the mother of all living. No wonder really Eve used her as the fruit of the promise of God, the one that will overcome the sin that this woman brought in, this very woman is going to overcome. I just said, well, she's the mother of death, she brought it in. She's going to be the mother of all living, the seed of the woman, and he called his wife's name Eve. So the woman I've been chosen to God, his original thought of the helpmate of the man. He chose the vessel for whom God is going to operate to secure everything that is lost.
Now, in relation to the first chapter, verse 1, and it's going to be said from once ago that the abiding thought has to remain not to be
said. Yes. That's right. Tell
what you
see.
Now, I'd like to read some general remarks that I have often heard is that we can't qualify for a position in the world of them. We cannot qualify for any position in the world of them. That's true.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I wrote that term a little earlier, the general teaching of Scripture.
I was wondering if it was scripture that I believed in them before, and something else like that.
Well, sometimes we don't venture in thinking, I venture them myself. But it's only a venture as to what actually will take place in the world to come. Because there is one of these things when we just don't know for certain. People say, well, whatever we can rule anymore. Well, that's a venture because scripture doesn't say. There is something that would be taken of this way. When corresponding to service and mirror here, so we will have a place in the display, and more confident in the display, something of the graces and resources of God. It doesn't seem that that was in the reserve. I believe when we reach the eternal state itself, there were only still men of God elected and not of the saints that are elected in the responsible pathway here. As I said, that's a venture. But at least so far as the white thought is concerned, is that you can make any bet to recall about what we were about magic in theory of scripture. Well, yes, that's right. No. Yes. Now, in regard to the first scripture which we began in 19th Revolution, where we get the bride. The wife, of course, is very clearly brought before us. But we also met with this statement, she had made herself ready. This, I suppose, is after the judgment of Jesus Christ. I believe that's the point of it.
Accepting in the sense, according to a faithfulness of service, in the eternal state, being in prison.
Well, first of all, Mr. Spark, I better correct if I said differences in the eternal state, I shouldn't have done. I don't want to think I said that, or I didn't mean it.
I doubt that there's
no
misunderstanding.
No. Well, let me say it, I will just do the help on that. What I said was that I think that what the saints have done in their faithfulness has all together to do with this present order of things. And I believe when we reach the eternal state, there won't be anything there that has come to mind as a result of the faithfulness of the saints. It seems to me that we have reached eternally just as the doctrine we should reach as the fruit of each word and not the fruit of our own. As I've said, that was a venture.
You wouldn't imply that there's uniformity or uniform dead level of being one sin and another throughout eternity.
Well, I was going to say that's just the first thing about your heart. The second one, I believe, of your world is connected with the world to come and not the eternal state. It's the reason that star differs from salt in the resurrection of the dead. I believe it's their resurrection from among the dead again, that phrase. Whatever is the resurrection of the saints, and I think has to do with this play in the world to come in any event.
Then the spirit becomes formed to the image of Christ then, not truth.
And you will be there, of course, in the world to come as well. That will happen immediately when we raise from the dead. That will be true from the moment Christ makes a rule and calls us to be with himself. Mind you, I've already said, you know, I'm only suggesting.
I suppose the reason you're suggesting everybody else is suggesting it is because Scripture says so. Frank, it isn't that detail. There's only, there are scriptures, you know, which would suggest that whatever enlargement of this capacity now that will be made for all eternity. For instance, the image of God of Christ now that have enlarged in a way they take in spiritual things that will remain through all eternity. That may be that the size of your capacity might be a big brain to it, mine might be a thimble, but every capacity will be filled, won't it? There'll be no being one another. That capacity that we have, it will be filled to the full price, but I believe that the capacity will still remain.
Yes, thank you for your scripture on that, Mr. Duggery. Where would you turn us?
I would turn you to the Epistle to the Galatians, where it says that if you serve the flesh, you let the flesh lead corruption. And if we serve the Spirit, we let the Spirit lead life past. To limit it to this life, then you have the lasting out.
No, no, I think it's a present day application of that. It's an enjoyment of what we have today. I mean, it has been a reaping of corruption in the world to come.
No, no, reaping of corruption. It's a short harvest, you see, and it ends with the grave. The reaping of everlasting life goes on surely into eternity.
We don't bring everlasting life as a fruit of what we do. It's the gift of God. No, the whole point there is that if I'm going to enjoy it, I have to thrill through the enjoyment of it. And I think that's the way of it.
We get concerned about the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ exists for all eternity.
I have to tell you
that was the problem of the fear of the Lord alone.
Yes, but that's the world to come. It's not the eternal state at the end of Ephesians 1. Oh, I'm sure of it. Oh, yes, the dearest way. eternity, and this is a melting moment, we're drifting off the sun, yeah, we're there. We're drifting in the hell, we're going to go out there, we're there. We give just the eternal state at the end of Ephesians 3. And that's where all these other matters for the moment disappear, and that's one of these things is the better one. On to him be glory, in the assembly, by Christ Jesus, on the resurrection of the ages to be given. There's no idea of rule and control at all, but there is rest in that company that's going to be for the eternal glory. Mm-hmm. Now see, I wouldn't miss it. I know what Mr. Delvey says, some of us think that, and some of us wonder if instead of it being but a matter of law, with a view to the day of display, when the new heavens and new earth come in, the growth of God intended should be there, will be there, and that will apply with all form of faithfulness and glory and display of it as not.
Now, when we started the 19th chapter, in relation to the wife, why is it the marriage not the line by the truth, the faithfulness to, or the beginning and the end, with the man?
Well, that was a better meaning to what was said at the beginning, man's life. And when we touch this thought in front of the Christ word of heaven, and the beginning of that word in relation to this man, was when he went to the cross and shed his blood on our account, his man's wife. And the suggestion to find the way behind that is, he was a fitting object. They were to return to him, to delight him, and to share with him, as a group of Peter, and bring him out from among the dead.
It also included the man who wants to
say. You see, when we come to with the bride, the lamb's wife. And just the bride of the lamb. Because I don't think the bride in itself is so much the fruit of work as the fruit of the picture. And it said about the man, I think we well know, the man and his wife, And that's why I suppose in the region the apostle speaks of it as a great mystery. And he said, we see that man and his wife, or actually when we come to it, it's the man and his bride. Still, it's here in its beginnings, in the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made first. That's the judgment.
So the wife is the man's wife, and the wife is the
man's wife. The whole throne of rights is not one of the bride wife. It, of course, is rather confusing. So, the point I was asked about the statement of a man, there's not one of them, the throne of rights.
When you speak about the judgment seat of Christ, you're not suggesting that it's that we are prepared. The preparation is going on now.
Oh yes.
And it's going to be revealed at the judgment seat of Christ then. As for the place, the persons are going to be given in the kingdom.
We're in the two rooms now. The room is good. And the room is now. We have to need them, then we can have a lot of money. Well, I suppose what you're suggesting, Mr. Duffy, is involved in that paper, to her was granted. It isn't that she's suddenly learned in the fair, but it's been established at the great point that the judgment seat of Christ she deserves. Just one of these surprising things. You, of course, introduced the subject that in spite of our weaknesses and failures, and more or less we are all bound by them. Wonderful is the thing that is done before, and there will be so much that is right about every one of us that produces it.
You take this in any way with
Jerusalem, one was a little more venturesome than the other day. We listened to work in Psalm 45. To be called by that raiment of gold, to be called by your ear and the raiment of gold of honor. We mentioned that, but as we said, you get three jobs.
Yes, the bringing forward of the gold there, and the raiment of the work, seems to be just those two sides of the work which have come out. It's really God that works in you, but the will of you is with pleasure, but the practical righteousness having been produced, not being credit for the one who produces it.
Of course, you're using Psalm 45 more as a picture than an interpretation.
They are much more on the line, I think, than an interpretation, which gets me to do with it.
The fine man, clean and fine. It's been said that God can do a very big good for me, but what is consistent with himself? And if this wife is to be born, as he is in chapter 21, with a garment of glory, there must be fundamentally this garment of righteousness. Righteousness. Only upon righteousness can God put glory, and this is preparation for the glory of chapter.
But two outstanding things, aren't there, that frankly come out in our favor? The judgment seat of Christ, and the righteousness, and faithfulness. Two rare qualities in the way of God, even in a natural way, men in business. They can hardly get a word of a righteous person to deal with, and they can hardly get a word of a person that's really faithful. They're good to fulfill what they want them to do. So the two qualities that God is going to reward in the coming day, the judgment seat of Christ, and it's open to every one of us.
And you may add to that, Mr. Jeffery, that these are the only qualities that will abide. The rest will be removed from everything.
What you're bringing out, then, is the righteousness of the saints is something that the saints have attained to.
That's right. And that's why Mr. Doherty said it's not at the judgment seat of Christ that the thing is produced. It's being produced now. Here is granted to heaven established. Heaven established.
The first word that our Lord ever uttered in the gospel story, in Matthew's gospel, doesn't become us to fulfill all life. Practical righteousness was the pathway that he trod, and it's the pathway that he looked up and looked for us. This is practical righteousness.
My mental suffering can be activated to prevent it as opposed to a death.
A very good thing. It might make us help. But the concept is that the Jewish bride and wife did both. She's going to be a wife anyway. She prepares her own wedding dress. Isn't that the case?
That can probably last a similar to Dr. Pierre. You see, we're putting these things naturally. We put them right around the other way. We speak of a bride before, but the Spirit speaks of a bride before speaking of a bride. And in this, that we are just inquiring into it, not to find out. Well, we turn over to chapter 21, to verse 9. We come now to the reason of that at all. From there about ourselves, they're watching us down, and we have added to that something that only God can do. So they come to one of the seven angels, which had these seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And you remember in verse John, he says, and he says, I will surely look bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, one can never think that a modern as the wife character is, apparently there's a distinctive bride character that now comes in first, taking precedence over the wife. I can't help but think, as our resolute has said, Because that is the character that is going to provide when the right character will say that.
Showing, of course, that there will be no need. There will be no need in the way of administration. Well, that was Christ himself in the way of administration, as it shall come up in the kingdom. When it goes on in eternity, that's not necessary, is it, all that's
right? And we might have had an information about that. Why? The Lamb has never mentioned section of the eternal state, but it's never mentioned. And hence the right has not mentioned that. Because it is not his work, not his redemptive work in the eternal state. We don't want to despise that work, but really the redemptive work of Christ has nothing to say to the eternal state. Nothing. The present state of things that is going to bring the light that's displayed in the glory, to see the marvelous results of the death upon the cross, to produce such a glorious company, these commandment, to share with them in the display of that glory in the world to come. For the love the assembly, love the assembly, is the bride, is what is the one.
I did just wonder if this was the depiction observed in the two remarks head of the body of things to the assembly which is his body. There's not only the thought of administration, but the thought of affection. Said in connection with the body, but now he has in connection with the bride and the wife.
I think we clearly implemented, didn't we, that all the body as what has been carried out today, and over all things to this body, to be given the world to come.
We wouldn't have allowed, would we, the thought of bride today. I mean, the personal aspect of it, you remember the epistle to the Corinthians, is it? He says, I have espoused you a chaste virgin, Christ. So we have the thought of the people brought out there, haven't we?
We have. That's why I hope that Christ will be assembly. The himself for it. The underlying categories. I'm always trying to suggest that at the moment, while the two things are working out, it seems as though we are in an exercise about the right character in view of that, while underlying it is his wonderful affection. Indeed, I was said about this very city, as a long bill of great price for which he sold everything. Every several gate, one bell, is the only outgoings of that city through the gate, will bear this stamp, Christ loved the assembly, and he held for it the object of his love.
This is the only man found with love.
Yes, quite yes. And Mr. Doherty, you thought perhaps I was doing the right song, it wasn't in it, but then you don't mention the matter. Quite right.
In the very last in the Bible, we'll be getting up that because the cry is the spirit of the bride say, come. It would look as if the bride up there is running the white book to them.
Well, so, as we've said, we don't like to say too much about these things, but turn it over for a moment. I'll see the new reason that
we will find that one.
I mean, which is the first one, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saints of the prophecy of this book. Now he mentions that further down, doesn't he? Verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my own will be the given word of my body as it were to me. And then we quote it in verse 20. There's another one. The spirit of the bride stayed come, as I have. But in verse 20, who quoted? But in verse 20, he who says the first thing said, surely I come quickly, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Now, why do not often know him? Because when he's come and has bound up receiving the sayings of the book, there's no response. Again, when he's come and is bound up with what we are doing in these righteous works, there's still no response. But when he says he's coming, the response responsibility upon us, even so come, Lord. Now I venture to suggest that verse 7 and verse of the right character and verse 20 of the prophet.
It was verse 17 you would have, that's what I was reading.
Yes, I know, you're quoted, but I just called your attention to the three times he's coming. The only response you get is in verse 20 from the bride, I believe the bride, because it's the spirit of the bride that's seeing come. But she's not seeing come in verse 7 and verse 12. I can't believe that's where the four made the work is going on today, keeping me safe. The righteousness of the saints. On the line of responsibility, we don't say none, but on the line of perfection, we do.
Just like the fellows from the
first verse
of the. Yes. Then up we go to the
relationship of the liver. That's why it is.
How can we go and hear from the liver?
Speaking about the article, Peter quotes that. You've probably heard us say before, that Peter always uses the temple for the spiritual house, never the tabernacle. Paul, I suppose we are right, always uses the tabernacle in Hebrews and never once refers to the temple. And it gives you a character of these things that's all coming to God. The temple is more the display of God. And if that's what comes in the city, in the world, temple character, but what comes out in the city in the eternal state, and it's only these little gods that one, as I said, I'm no more sure than anybody else that speaks about these things. I have a baby. Well, all the things bring us this far in the world to come. Oh yes, but the reigning that involved you public
as you say, speak of them as a bit very long time. The portion of the for us between 1,000 years and eternity. The job of us itself is but in that part of the expression is the proportion between 1,000 years and eternity. And bring the sound of that.
Yes, that's interesting, Paul. In the fact that Christ always 1,000 years for the display of all humanity, he's going to use all his own company. Always by far the greatest form indeed.
So that's the company of humanity. But it's another thing, isn't it?
Yes. That's right. So we get from it.
Certainly, speak of the life.
Yeah, the rule of God.
Not the rule of the life of God. Sure, life of God.
Well, I have the impression that all these exhortations to grow development and learning, except for that as they not divide this way, has to do with more certain pictures in us with a limited display in the world to come. I remember some years ago being asked about the parallel, for instance. Mine, I don't mean the two things are the same, but the idea is the same, I believe. Asked about the parallel of the path. One question is that between a man who uses a talent of gold with a tubing to hold, and you have one path, you see. What relevance is there between a man using a beginning gem and a man going over 10 cities? It's quite an interesting question. And we suggested that a man that's capable of using a beginning gem is developing a capacity for action. And that's the same in the way that with faithfulness and righteousness, as Mr. Dominic said, going on for the Lord today, we develop it there, and the more we develop it, the more going to be used in the near display.
How far does the second chapter of Ephesians take us, where it says that in the ages display the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us?
Well, yes, I know.
Well, how would you say it to us?
Well, I don't think that goes beyond the world to come. Because when you come to the words, the fathers, the scholars tell us, whereby they can translate that eternity is the age of the age of the ages. Connecting and the two together, the one I quoted at the end, you missed it out, he said, that's the only reference to the eternal stages and get in the industry.
The ages.
Under the three ages of ages.
The ages of the ages.
What's the age? Ages of ages, that's called, yes.
The
end of the third edition. Mr. Dominic's referring to
this. This is to that the original point in your mind, which I just passed. But if you see what happened in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, you have a phrase, and they shall reign to the ages of ages.
Reign and carry it.
to do it.
I was just saying to you.
No injury. There's no rain. That of course, we don't chew it. About the eternal state, that there's no rain in it. For you remember, there was a 15th of 1st Corinthians, he sent with the kingdom back to God. There's not more water to bring it to all. God's will as well.
I know that the Lord is still willing. I've got.
So he's all the Lord.
I want to keep talking about it, but I'll tell you, sir. He says it puts it is now, it's me holy kingdom, but he takes a receiving to the other kingdom.
You know, we've got to find that in scripture, I should say.
That's what it says.
I know. And it's going to quote the 15th of 1st Corinthians, John 4. Until. It puts a limit on it, doesn't it? It must read until he has put all enemies under his feet. Then there'll be no necessity for it after all enemies have been put under his feet.
It's one of the things that kingdoms always have in view at this part. And as far as we cannot say as far as we know, we certainly do know that they're not in the same miraculous power in the new heaven.
And with regard to the eternal state, whilst of course we couldn't use it as a type, but could we use it as a picture tonight? Of God coming down in the cool of the and come out even before sin came in at all.
It's a great idea. God interviewed him with his creature that he is going to.
A man is brought again to a state of innocence. It's not him at all.
The prince of the world of him, God at home with his creature.
Yes.
You mean he came down to do it?
Yeah, he didn't kill it. He didn't get it.
Yeah. That's right. And that would have been mine, the same idea that I do not doubt. The man for his pleasure, and he was so well the young he wouldn't have man for his pleasure, and in a state of things that will never go break down, and will never take man out of his hand anymore.
This is very, very important. I know that's been if God really wants man to preserve the
company. I think that's the point of our thing in coming back to this and the bride. Where the bride is now on the mighty union which this fence was, but the candle is no more news concerning her. Unfortunately, that abide as the fruit of the word of Christ. Well, then again, as the fruit of the love of Christ, and he answered to it and not care for his heart.
Said, isn't it, in Genesis 2, which seems to be just in line with what James said, concerning the wife and help meet. Well, that's really a constraint, isn't it?
It is.
It's however, it's going to be what you have needed. The bride, of course, comes forward that which will satisfy the
sinner. You see, the assembly is going to be used for the union of the life. In the world to come, it's not going to be used for that in the eternal state. According to the first of Ephesians, she's going to be used for that to bring the response to God. Under him, glory in the assembly, not the spirit of glory to the world, but for God himself, the vessel of God, made for whom will come to him, that which will delight the heart.
You do. Anyway, could there be any display of the eternal state?
We don't want to destroy one form with another. The very fact that the Spirit uses these terms shows there must be something missing. And why it was Mr. Scott who raised the matter, he very well must, like I think again, give us the two sides, that when Isaac did meet Rebecca, he loved her. Now I should suggest going there would underline the form of the thing, you see. Not her, and she became his wife.
It's the same person looked at in a different way.
Quite a big man.
should also remember that the bride is only a bride for a day. Not so with this bride. After 1,000 years, begins the bridal character and bridal affections for Christ. There's nothing going in it, even in.
You know, the thought struck my heart to you someone that I had never thought about it before. Wouldn't that be wonderful without a doubt? I never struck my heart to you for one of my last answers in no matter who is only clear will be upon her as fresh as the moment of 1,000 years as she was at the beginning. No way.
And the third of the years is not just the
what's that, Mr. Baird? The
third of the years is not the
well, it is the day. Because it's the day of the Lord, it's the day of Christ, it's the day of Jesus Christ. And when the Philippians both of these terms of it's the day. Naturally so. Well, this is a bride that's still a bride after the. She's a bride forever. Bride forever. And the wife carries her as well.
When we do get mad at having a bride, is it? Just the thought of having a wife, and we've got something in view, and she's doing abilities of the home. And she certainly does. But there's also the bridal affections that come to, isn't there? That respond one to the other affection. And I take it that that's the force of this word. Sometimes use it in marriage services, you know, in England. This help meet by the important meet. It's not just for me to wash the dishes and to clean the house up and everything ready for the husband coming in, he's slipping on the mat by the fire and that sort of thing. But it's one that can respond suitably, isn't it, to the affections of the person. That's just a position into which you would make a thought. Not why I said we are not considering this firmly as something of future days, something that's going on to get in.
And the shoes, the answer to the work of the Spirit. They are sitting there. the marker for each person has done and something that has been done. Remember, wherever you write Isaac, you will find it scattered throughout the New Testament. And nor can I think anything else in the 15th of the 1st Corinthians, but God alone is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, those three in the assembly.
Would you say then, the whole thing is
well, that's what I was trying to suggest, because there are only three things you hear. You have, you do some. But the Lord has come to us once. What is that word even about the city when it isn't used about the city of the world to come? Why are that in the eternal state? I cannot help but think that in the transfer from the one scene to the other, and we can only think about transfer so far as we are concerned, that we'll be there, taken out of the one scene into the other, that something else is going to happen as far as you are produced. You do come and become a greater new character for eternity. And what of course
I don't know. You, as you get into the scripture, would at all, in every case, you prefer to do eternity?
Not always, no. There are always been pointed out to the rest of you. You may have to think, this sense was what I get in the euro, precisely the same. That's a verse as we call it. It's the doing it in your suit. Put exactly on the same pattern as the previous one. Nothing to be seen between them. But there is another word usually means something of another character altogether. When we've done that ourselves now, we come here to use an article, perhaps it's wrong. You believe it's worn out. We've come from another one and down the earth of it, something an entirely different than what we had before. That's another word for you, and that's the word he has done. You have, and you were, you do as well. Something completely different than what was in existence before. Okay. That's renewed there, I think, chaos. Coming into, I think I'm right, then all the words are used there by the way.
As a matter of fact, that's one of the best words they are, and I think it, you.
Yes, I'll be back and tell you then in a moment. They want to push their mystery because of what you were there. The new model I know is something entirely new. Although they will soon qualify them. Coming to them from the head.
Look fine,
that's where I'm. Yes. He speaks also a parable unto them. No man will a piece of new garment, kindness, something of an entirely new character. Very complicated passage, this, but still we'll read it for you. Then both the new nature of the rent, they amount of the new, but it not with the old kindness. No man will a new wine, that's neos. And a new sort of wine, but now that the Lord was bringing in, when Israel is healed, he's bringing in the joy of God again in a new way, but not in a different, not something entirely new, it had once been there before.
Yes, but would that joy not go with that?
Oh, well, now if you ask that, probably it will. Oh, yes, probably it will. I know you were interested in the word, but it says new mind in us must be put into new mortal kindness. That in order to bring the joy to the heart of his creature as he once brought the next time he went into an entirely new person. You know,
does the new model speak of the capacity of this new birth in itself? This word we are saying is good about the fire in the New Testament. Wherever you read, you're pretty safe discovering that in the kinos, entirely different. And it does seem most important in remember this word, it's not just the theological thought to score on these new words, because this word, kinos, just shows the character of the blessedness in the original thought. It's entirely different.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that it came from the right of the heart of God. But look at verse 9. You will not make all things new.
Kairos.
all the news of the Hebrews. That is too common.
But the point I think we might strike at this is a bride rather strikingly is on for her husband. Well, now that's not our ordinary drama, is it? Our ordinary woman, and wife and a husband. Now we don't get the thought of husband when she's seen as a wife. We get the bride, the man's wife. Now we get the thought of husband when she's seen as a bride in the eternal state. Without the wife being in evidence at all. Showing the scripture, or at least the Spirit of God, has his own way of using these elements. The way of husband is the way of, which simply means a man in contrast to a woman. And brings us very close to Adam and Eve, all there are used the terms of the man and the woman. Very close to it, the man and the woman. But all I think is to impress upon us, as far as I understand it, the bride is not for her husband. It is not the object of his affection as a bride. Ever in the sacred of his affection.
You may get then, your man, the thought that the point of pressing is this, that the distinctive place of blessing in which we have infused is to bear our hearts. Before God, in which would be their thought. The distinctive pleasantness of the church abides with the world temporarily.
If I be not alien, it will just clarify that two things are being formed just now. Bride affection and wife capacity. I'm persuaded they're all being formed together, you're not alien. Only by the one together, the one takes precedence over the other, and that is bride of affection, bride character, over wifely capacity. The most wonderful thing they're running on together, and the woman is having when they look down to hear the wifely character, that's one of the big problem, not with that is going to be there, but in this way. So that is on the one to be bride of character, then comes another bride on the wifely character. Yes, and that's why I think, as we said, Mr. Davidet, in the very terms you use, husband, love your wife, write your affection, at the very time the way that your family is coming to life. Now, what's going on? We have all these, and not only what we have thought, what was meant to me, or what our wife ordered, it's the spirit of the wife that says come, and doesn't say the spirit of the wife. Oh, on the line of formation we don't say come, but on the line of affection we do. Potentially, we're all overcomers, eh?